WTFR.
Fucking big time, man. How you doing?
Oh, God, I'm doing fine. I'd strangle that motherfucker if I could.
I know. You just grab him around the neck and fucking strangle him and make it last, you know?
Okay, quickly, in case something bad happens to this phone call. No, thank you for dropping me in that chat. That's great. That I could, you know, like I said, get access to some of those guys. And I did tell you Chris called me the one time.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. How did that go?
Just in case we get cut off, too, I should just let you know. Are you going shopping in about 45 minutes? Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, around 45 minutes. Well, less now.
Okay. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I'm in the last 20 miles of the state of Tennessee before I go into Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
So if the signal drops off, it's just because that's where I'm at. But we should be, hopefully we'll be pretty good here.
Okay.
Okay, you're not a religious guy, but you're somewhat of a spiritual guy.
Yeah.
So you get it. With all of our different personalities, we're all getting pulled in a different direction. But as things continue to get worse on this planet for everybody, everybody's in a different place. But everybody's feeling the same thing, going, this thing, we're all in a fucking blender right now.
You're right. We're in a blender, but on the same token, isn't it funny that, you know, I am a spiritual guy. I'm not religious, but you, Christian identity type thing. You know, you've got Giuseppe, you've got all of these different people that have all of these different philosophies, but we're still able to fucking come together, unlike Renegade and everything like that. So I think we're still going to win. I think we're still going to win this fucking battle where we're all going to come together no matter what walk of life we are. I'm not talking about different races. I'm talking about walk of life when it comes to philosophy. And we're going to be able to fucking stand tall and say, you know what? You tried to divide us because of our philosophies, but it didn't fucking work. You know, to see Giuseppe and Scorpio, you know, Maleficus and you and Jimmy and me, like Jimmy's wife is Christian and everything like that, we still all come to fucking together, and I think that that's going to win. I think that's going to win the battle, to show the fucking so-called elite, even though I don't think they're elite, to show the fucking elite that, you know what, you can try and divide us as much as you want. You might divide us by race, and rightfully so, because it does us a favour, but you can't fucking divide us when it comes to our philosophies. We still come together and fucking love each other and work with each other and shit like that. That's where I'm at the moment.
Well, I could go in about 30 different directions with what you just said. First of all, the conversation with Chris Weinart was unfucking believable. He called me. I didn't recognize the phone number from Michigan. And then he left a message, and he was saying thank you. So I called him back. I left him a message. He called me 5 minutes later. Him and I talked for like half an hour. It was like a radio show in itself.
Yeah.
And him and I were all over the place. It was just fucking awesome. And he's like, hey, I'm moving. It's going to be a couple of weeks. He's like, you got my number. This has always been my number. Fascinating guy. I'm just so glad we got put in touch for whatever reason.
Hey, hold on. Yeah,
what's that?
We lost connection. We lost connection.
Okay.
We lost connection. We lost connection where you said I threw you under the bus. You know, we've all done it somewhere along the line. You know,
right.
You know, because look, you don't know who you're dealing with, and you don't know why you're dealing with them when certain things happen and certain things are said. It's easy to go down that road, but we still came down through the other side.
I have two perspectives. You talk about me to other people as though I'm some kind of broadcaster, but I come to you as a consumer of the radio. That's why I go on and on about John Stadmiller and all the other bullshit. Even Giuseppe and those guys. I come off as a consumer of radio. There's a product, which is radio, which is what you're putting, by the way. Fuck you with your hanging up the headphones and not doing the show. I scrolled back through your Skype message, and you said that another radio station in Australia checked out your sound quality. You know what I mean?
No,
what's that?
Sorry, go again.
No, you mentioned in the chat that another radio station in Australia was checking out your sound quality.
Oh, that was the mainstream media. The mainstream...
Yeah, you cannot fucking stop. You cannot stop what you're doing because of that.
Yeah, that was The Edge. If you look up The Edge, there was a dude... Uh-huh. There was a dude and the dude that both contacted me and said, "Your fucking your audio quality is irrefutable." You're like, your audio they didn't talk about the content, but they said,
"Sure."
Yeah, they said your audio quality is irrefutable. Like, how the fuck do you do it? I was like, go fuck yourself. I'm not telling you how I do it.
You know, your damn business.
yeah, like, fucking get your own fucking audio. Like, I mean, I'm running 64 kbps. How the fuck do you get audio quality as good as that at 64 kbps? Well, I'm not telling them. I'm not going to tell them how I do it.
Yeah.
You know,
let me ask you, do you have an expensive microphone?
I have three expensive microphones, but that's not the point.
Oh,
it's the,
I know.
Yeah, it's the compression. How do you get 64 kbps compression, even with an expensive microphone, right, with audio quality that good? I'll tell you how. You code your own encoder. And you make it encode in a way where it's just sexual. That's the only way you can do it. So, you know, I've had people contact me and say, how is your audio quality at 64 kbps so fucking good? And I say, because I encode my own encoder. And they say, how do you do that? And I say, go fuck yourself. You know, if you want to pay some big money to get to know to get my code, I'll send you the code.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'll send you the script and everything. And they say, how much is it? And I say, $8,000.
Nice.
Yep.
It is $8,000. It's a person. Yeah, exactly. It's a fucking, it's a personal work of genius. No, but I mean, I wanted to, like I said, I wanted to throw that point at, because I don't know what's going on in the background, and I don't know what pissed you off, and I'm not going to tell you to be on the air next week or anything, you know, and I'm not going to talk about taking a break or not taking a break. I just think, like you said, you have 10 different people that have 10 different things to say to you when you got all pissed off and you're like, I fucking had enough. But I really wanted to talk to you because, like I wanted to say, we're all being thrown in a blender, and I come from the perspective, like I said, as a consumer.
Mm.
And I think...
I don't know what you mean by that. I don't know what you mean by that as a consumer. Like, for instance...
I'm a consumer of the radio. What is Giuseppe putting out? What is Chris putting out? What are you putting out? What is RBN putting out? What is Robert Ravel putting out? You see what I mean? I'm not listening because I want to know what are the Jews coming at me with.
Mm.
A lot of people are. A lot of people are listening because they're scared. And I even listen to Ravel, and I would never criticize Ravel, but the bottom line is... it's a lot of people are still putting out fear-mongering bullshit.
Mm.
Now, what I've done recently in the last 2 months is I've gone all the way back to my Dewey Tucker guy. It's not Christian identity, it's identity, but I've gone back to listening to his archive talk show programs that they took down. Talk show took his stuff down. He would say nigger, he would say kike, he would say every manner of foul language against Jews and niggers, just like you do. But because he's got the religious connotation, you would probably just go, well, fuck that guy, write him off. And I'm like, no, Sean, I'm not going to tell you to listen to the guy, but what you got to understand is in his broadcast, he said when he was running a church back in the 70s, when he was going toe-to-toe against the segregation shit in the States, he had a nigger and a white girl walk into his church, and they got escorted out with a .38 to his fucking head.
Mm.
This is what you have to know. It's not about fucking religion and Jesus Christ and conversion or any of this crap. What white people are fucking going through is nothing new in history. Only the names have changed. It's the same thing over and over. And when I listen to Ravold, I want to get news headlines, but I don't travel in fear anymore. One of the things this guy said, this preacher said, he talked about David and Goliath. Yep. And you know the story, right?
Yeah.
So David goes up there against Goliath with just 5 stones in a fucking pouch. David was going to kill Goliath and his 4 brothers with 4 stones. What did David end up doing? He ended up chopping Goliath's head off with Goliath's own sword.
Yeah.
See what I mean? So all these Jews and the politicians and bankers and all these assholes, they're going to get hoisted on their own fucking petard. Everything they're coming at us with is going to be the mechanism of their own fucking destruction. So
yeah.
If people want to sit there and live in fear, see, and that's what happens. Maybe just like you said, I've been doing this since 2003, and things are getting worse. You know what? That's what that preacher said. He said, I've been listening to people tell me the Jews are going to fucking kill me for 45 fucking years. Well, then get on with it. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
if we walk in fear, we're not going to get anywhere. And that's what we don't want to do. We want to put out a product and go, hey, white people, how far are you going to let these people fucking press you down? How much are you going to fucking take? You know what I mean? But don't say... But all these fucking programs about all the fucking chemicals and nanobots and magnets and all the shit that's in the vaccine and fear, 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 fear. You're going to lose your job if you don't take the jab. Fear, fear. You know what, man? I ain't traveling in that shit anymore. I'm really not. I mean, here's the thing. The blind lead the blind and the blind go into the ditch. You know what that means? That means Stan Miller and all his fucking listeners, they're going to end up in the fucking ditch. Because they're waiting for Oath Keepers to fucking save them or whatever the hell they're doing. I mean, it was a pinnacle moment when Stan Miller, what he did to Merv Bailey, that is pinnacle. And it's not, and you did the right thing by calling the cut to the week and pounding him in the fucking ground the way you did. But you shouldn't let up. We need to get all those fucking listeners away from him. And over to your network, or over to Revolution Radio, or whatever the hell's going to happen next. And go, God, when do you guys want to stop sucking out a bottle and start eating some fucking meat? You know, and the way you called it, the boomers, the conservatives, he's got a pussy audience.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And if he's going to treat Merv Bailey like that...
No, I couldn't... I could not believe that. I could not believe that. Like, she's been a long-time listener of his network, and... He just stepped on her like she was a piece of shit. Like, go to hell. He's a Christian. So, therefore, you're a Christian.
He's not. You know what he is, Sean? He's a fucking guy who doesn't want to get a job. You have been forced out to go get work when you didn't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's a guy who won't go get a fucking job. He wants people to fucking mail him cash wrapped in aluminum foil. He doesn't want to work. And you even said it yourself. It doesn't cost that much to run that fucking network, Stan Miller.
Yeah.
I told you, Sean, I went out there and I met the guy face to face at a time when I was naive and I was appreciative of the product he was putting out. I was appreciative of, and I gave him something very precious to me. I gave him that pocket constitution from 1860 that had the lost 13th Amendment still printed in it. And I gave that to him as a token of appreciation. And then when him and I went out to eat, I went, oh my God, this guy's a fucking... just a self-absorbed fucking child. Mm. What an asshole. And ever since that moment, I just been watching and watching the Herzog thing happen. Mike Rivero was on his network, and then Mike Rivero left. And then...
Mike Rivero's gone?
No, he had left, I don't know what it was, 3-4 years ago, 5 years ago.
Oh.
He left Stan Miller. And then Stan Miller was doing this thing where he was selling some pyramid scheme. It was the most pathetic. Any 10-year-old could figure out what he was selling. He was selling a goddamn pyramid scheme.
My God.
Just to raise money for the network. And then I emailed Rivera and I go, it's a good thing you left the network because Stadmiller's a fucking joke. He's selling a pyramid scheme. And Rivera emailed me back. He goes, good, I'm glad I got out what I did. That guy's a fucking loser. If I could find the email, I would love it. But no, that what happened. Rivera came back because he's got the same personality. These fucking guys, they don't put out what you and I put out or Giuseppe or anything. They don't put out any fucking meat. Mm. They just talk in fucking circles. They just go a step beyond Fox News. Just a step beyond it. But then they shove the One American News Judeo-Christian shit right down your fucking throat. Like these people are going to fucking save us. Sean, you've been, you might think it's going back, but you've been out of progress forward. You know what I mean? Mm. John,
I appreciate it. I appreciate the whole thing that you're saying that I shouldn't go away, and you're convincing me not to go away.
It's competition. It's mudslinging. When people used to talk like Kyle and Grenade, whatever the fuck. Oh, the infighting. No, the infighting's good, you fucking asshole, because we're gonna find out who's gonna stand. Who's going to stand against these assholes? If you guys all end up getting burned up in the fire, or you all go down in the fucking ditch and get run over and shot in the back of the head, fuck off with ya.
Yeah, listen, John, I've literally got 4 minutes before I've got to get out of here, but I'll just say this. Do you mind me using some of this phone call? I'll make sure that I cut out any personal stuff, if there's any. I don't think there was, but... do you mind me using some of this phone call to put up on the website? Because I think what you've been saying is more important than what I've said in the last fucking month. You know? I want to put this stuff up on...
Like I said, I only get like this because I'm a consumer. I listen to what everybody's saying and I'm watching the battlefield. And some of us are going to deliberately... We're going to hide ourselves from some of the stupid shit. We're going to hide ourselves from it because we're smart enough to go, ah, shit, you know, at some point they're coming for Sean and his daughter. Oh, you guys got moved to the next town.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But yeah.
Can I get your permission to cut certain parts of this out and put it up on the website?
Yeah, go ahead and do that.
Yeah, that'd be great. That would be great. Listen, okay. I've got to get out of here. I've got 3 minutes and I've got to get out of here. Hey, listen, good to talk with you as always, and I'll try and catch up with you throughout the week so we can talk a bit more. It was just I'm low on time at the moment. I've got to get into town. So I'll talk to you.
Now, is it 3 or 4 in the afternoon where you're at?
It's 4:57.
Okay, 4:57. So back it up 2 hours. Yeah, any day you want to call me, I work overnights.
Okay,
so,
cool.
Like I said, if I'm going to have one of these chats at 3 in the afternoon till 10 at night, I'm piloting a car.
Yeah, that...
Okay,
that,
buddy.
That suits me better because it's a perfect time of the day for me. You know, like when I'm doing the show, at 5. Like I have to get up at 5 a.m. I set up all the automation to change over by 6 a.m. And then by 7 a.m. I'm doing the show. So at any time of the week... during the day for me is good to be able to talk with you.
Okay, no, let's do it. Like I said, anytime you want to record a show with me, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m., man, I'm behind the wheel of a car and we can fucking talk.
All right, awesome. It sounds great.
All right.
Okay, I'll catch up with you real soon. Say g'day to your boys for me.
I will.
Okay, bye. All right,
bye.
1650 a.m. Tonawanda, New York, and 107.9 FM in the Alpines.
WTFR.